Well, good morning. We've added this segment to the online service, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And, of course, in church at 11 o'clock, we still meet 11 o'clock. And we know a lot of people are scared and afraid to come to church and all those kind of things. I don't know if you ever listened to Joyce Meyer or not. She's really a blessing. And she says a lot of things that kind of relates to me. And of course, she primarily ministers to women, but she ministers to all of us. And one of the things that I've been looking at lately and thinking about is sometimes we get ashamed of our emotions. You know, God's emotional. You and I are made in His image. So when you get into His presence, you can say anything you want, any way you want. He is simply thrilled to have you come for a visit. Or come and crawl up on His lap and say, Lord, I have all these emotions and I don't understand this and that. And you can talk to Him directly. But Joyce Payne, in one of her articles, talked about, well, you know, Jesus always said, do not be afraid. But she put a little twist on it. In this article, she said, do it afraid. Because fear can show up in our lives many ways. Amen. It can cause us to be hesitant, insecure, full of doubts, and it can take the form of worry, emotional anxieties affecting our physical bodies in some ways. You wouldn't think it does, but it does. And fear from things like past abuse or painful circumstances can often linger for years in our psychic emotions, affecting our relationships, and even sometimes popping up when we least expect it. So where does fear come from? It's important to know that fear does not originate from God. In the Bible it says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, in the Amplified Bible, of cowardice, or craven, or cringing, or fawning fear. But he being God, gave us a spirit of power and love and calm and well-balanced. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 in the Amplified Bible. So fear is a weapon that our enemy, and we have one, his name is Satan, the old deceiver, who uses it to keep us from moving forward and enjoying the future God has for us. Especially when something negative happens. The enemy wants us to focus on that and not focus on anything else in our lives. And he likes to fill our lives with uncertainty. Is there uncertainty in the world today? Oh, there sure is. You see, Satan wants to use us in that way to let us shrink into fear and live tiny, useless lives. However, God desires for us to live free. The effect of fear in living big and fulfilling lives, if we conquer that fear and give it all to God, because He wants us to enjoy freedom, creativity, and unhampered by fear. It's a wonderful thing that she was talking about, and I can certainly relate to a lot of it. You know, we, especially people recovering from 12-step programs and things like that. That's one of the things that we had to learn to conquer early on was fear because of that. So what's the secret of overcoming that enemy? Well, when I teach God's Word, I love to tell people that God loves them, and He certainly does, and I tell you that every week, God loves you. And He has a plan for your life. But it's also important for us to understand that while God is for us, we have an enemy who wants to destroy us more than anything in the world. The devil, Satan, the Antichrist, it was all one. They're all synonymous, and they're active and alive in our world today. So we tend to forget that God is behind us, and we tend to forget that Satan is giving us a lot of challenge. What did Jesus say? Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. So we get into challenging situations. I use that all the time because my brain just drives me crazy. Get thee behind me, Satan. Remember, Satan is behind Christ. He's out in the world, but he stands behind Christ. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So we want to just tell Satan is recognized who he is and what he does, and he's the root of all of our troubles. But get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Well, we always want to lift up our joys and our concerns and our prayers. And we have a lot that's in the bulletin. You can find them on the bulletin tab and also on the slides and so forth, the ones that we have lifted. But we want to continue to keep our country in prayer. Satan's trying to tear our country apart, and we need to come together and pray. Lord, help us. We are a country that founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and Satan's trying to tear us apart. Help us, oh God, oh Holy Ghost, as they say. Although God is not a ghost, he is a spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit, and he will give us the joy, because we can come to him and pray for anything that we want to pray about or talk directly to the Father. It's a joy. It really and truly is. So we think about prayers, and we think about all the stuff that's going on in the realm. We're studying the book of Revelation while doing an overview. It's not really a study to realize that we're in a war. We're in a spiritual battle for the hearts and the minds of the people of God. So how do we stand aside from that? How do we not be conquered by the devil? Because, you know, God given us a free choice. If we trust in God, trust and obey, for there's no other way in Jesus. And I hang on to that every day. But the disciples, when Jesus was here on earth, they knew there was something special about him, but they also knew that he went off by himself a lot. And they were always curious about that. And they said, Lord, why do you go off so much by yourself? Well, he says, I need to get some rest. We all need rest, you know, because if we don't get rest, we don't have the fuel for our battles. And I talked about that last week in my message. What's your fuel? The Holy Spirit needs to be your fuel. So I need that fuel. But I also want to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? How do you do that? And he said, well, by prayer. When they said, would you teach us to pray? And he said, you betcha. But I want you to use this as a model prayer. Don't do it by rote all the time, although that's okay. But take and look at the prayer and see all the different things and look about how you can lift up your prayers in a very same fashion. But today we'll pray the prayer that Jesus taught that we normally do, and it's a good prayer. But it's a traditional prayer that Jesus taught. Hear this prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Well, it's a joy to be able to come to you on the online service, but hope and pray that we see you in church soon. We're getting a few people coming drifting back. We still meet 11 o'clock. We practice all the guidelines, and I make light of it, but it's so true. It's safer to come to church than it is to go to Walmart, and most people go to Walmart 2-3 times a week. It's safer to come to church. And they said, what do you mean by that, preacher? How can it be safer? Well, we don't have as many people, and we follow the same guidelines of the COVID CDC recommendations. Amen. Hope to see you soon. God loves you, and I love you too.